Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy-Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahm-Spinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Ali Breen with Sexy Time. It's coming up right after this.
John Evans is here with us. Anything else we need to know about your life?
Well, the last time I was here, I just picked up those Learn How to Scat audio tapes. I don't know if you remember that.
I did not know that.
You don't remember that? They send you a new band. Each month. So the first one I got was AC/DC, and I've pretty much got that one down. It's like a click, 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 click.
The guy in the airplane is like, can I move away from this jackass? Did I get it right? Is it Wayana?
I think it's Wayana.
Got a phone call here.
Wow. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Floyd.
I enjoyed you scatting.
Hey.
Thanks, Floyd. That was comedian John Evans.
You got a lot of songs, I bet, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I got, you want to hear Cat Scratch Fever?
I sure would enjoy it.
It's a gift or a curse.
Uh-huh. Could you do Legend of Willie's Fall?
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jessica Altman is here.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby.
Howdy.
Willie Griswold.
Jake McGee.
Willie has a collection of paper airplanes that I've made and thrown at him.
Yeah, like four over here.
Look at those.
Wasn't there one thrown on the field during a game over the weekend? Did anybody see that?
They do that every now and then. I don't know if it happened this weekend.
I think it did happen this weekend.
Makes it all the way down to the field.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. Let me tell you about it, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm Chick, your son.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, this is the portion of the show where we try to do a public service by helping people with their love lives.
Oh, yeah.
And we turn to someone who's been around the block once or twice.
And what's the total count? How many people we helped? Of all the letters we've ever read, how many?
Two.
I think that's high.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have as our
negative,
guest
I think.
Hostess. It's the lovely Ali Breen.
Hi, Ali.
Hi, guys.
And
how are you?
I can tell you're in your apartment.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
He said it looks a little dusty. So
you still have your Christmas lights on your fake tree. I like that.
They're never coming off. They'll stay on until next year.
Awesome.
If we were to go into your refrigerator right now, Ali, what would we find?
There's a lot of condiments there. Ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise.
Condoms.
Sure. Wow. You want to keep them fresh, I guess.
Keep them fresh. That's
maybe
my motto.
You thought those out in the microwave?
Yesterday was condom day with Kostaki Economopoulos. Now that he's going through a divorce and is now vote of confidence in himself, he went on and purchased some condoms. And he was quite surprised, I guess, in the intervening years from his singlehood. I guess the market has expanded. And
hey, what do you think of Kostaki? Maybe we put a matchmaker.
Allie has her boyfriend, right?
So?
Yep.
What?
Taken. Otherwise, Kostaki's perfect.
Tick, tick, tick. Okay. Come on.
They've been at it for years.
They've
now.
Already broken up, what, three times, four times?
Probably at least that.
See?
How's he doing? Is he doing well?
He's doing good. Yeah, he's been good.
Tell him we said hello.
What a
I definitely will.
Very fine actor.
He's on Billions, and I want him to get me on that.
Now, the way the show works is you go to A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N on your keyboard, type that in, and you'll find various social media platforms featuring Allie herself.
You know what?
She will answer your question.
You know what Josh would say if he was on Billions? And action. Thank you, Mr. Giamatti.
It's a character, Josh.
I'm a fine thespian. I handle myself.
All right. Allie, do we have any letters?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend travels for work and never wants to take me on his trips because he says there's no time to do anything other than work. My friends say this is sus and I should show up unannounced on a trip. Is that a good or bad idea?
It's a terrible idea.
Yep. It is bad.
I came to surprise you, not spy on you.
It's not because he's doing anything wrong. He's right. As a guy who traveled for work in the corporate world and in the comedic sector.
Yes.
He's right. It's not a vacation. It's work. He's not having fun.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, I can vouch for this. When I'm on the road with Josh, I mean, between doing the shows, getting some food, him cheating on his girlfriend, he's really busy.
Exactly.
There's
a lot to do. Wait a minute.
Hey, honey, I forgot my burner phone, baby. Would you bring it along when you...
You don't want the distraction.
Yeah.
Is your focus.
You're in work mode. Everybody knows that a work person, you're different at work than you are at home.
Well, ain't that the truth?
Who knows? Depends what he does.
But there is always some free time. Like, if you're a comic, the free time's during the day. If you're a corporate guy, the free time's at night. You guys are putting way too much trust in this guy. I'm suspicious, too.
What did he do?
And it depends on where he's going. Like, if he's going, like, these really nice places, why wouldn't he take her? It's a free vacation, almost.
And how long? She could get a
massage while he works. Right.
I know a lot of men who
take their wives on vacation.
Christy has kind of an idea going on here, I think. He should take her to the crappiest place he has to go.
Yeah.
Where there's nothing to do and let her suffer.
Exactly.
Well, sit in the room. I've got to go to an all-day webinar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you like the Holiday Inn Express in Manhattan, Kansas? Was it everything you'd hoped it'd be, honey?
And next week it's Trenton. So,
but we don't know that. He could be going to Vegas.
Even if he is going
to Hawaii. He could be going to Florida.
Miami.
Yeah. I traveled a lot for doing sales meetings, and I had to drive a lot. And at night, I had to catch up on my work I missed while I was on the road. And the one time Donnie went with me, I felt obligated to make sure to cram in like touristy stuff where we were. And it was a lot of pressure on me.
Yes.
But wasn't like in Vegas. So.
And it was a bitch on him. He had to find hookers while she was at the seminars. And you got to get them in and out quick.
Strange towns. Right.
It was rural, so there weren't many fancy hookers around. Yeah. So it was stressful for him as well.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure we've
done. So you don't trust this guy?
I don't know that I don't trust him, but I don't know what's wrong with one surprise visit, and then she'll know for certain.
No,
but what would the guy do? The guy knows she's spying, obviously.
Surprise.
If she shows up.
There's nothing good that happens with the surprise,
unless you went with your girls and you just happen to be in the same spot at the same time. What's that about? That's crazy.
Yep, there we go.
A coincidence, and then you can check on what he's doing.
Mm. Yeah, no, sweetie, Jackie just wants to have her bachelorette party in Manhattan, Kansas. She just loves it.
Yep. Yeah, so. I hope it's a one-story hotel. So when he pushes Jackie off the roof. Sorry.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Let's get to our next letter. I don't think we did any good here.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend wears short pants and white socks. It's embarrassing. How can I make him stop?
Break up with him. Do him a favor, will you?
We were just talking about...
It's embarrassing.
How short? About fashion this morning with Tom being... He was...
Being castigated?
Yes, yesterday.
Not being a
just
fashion plate.
6 foot tall fashion don't over there.
The guy's wearing
it. Do they still do that in magazines where they put your face in a magazine with that one cross across it?
I don't know. I haven't picked up a magazine in a long time.
For a long time.
Do's and don'ts.
Yeah, sure. This guy, maybe he likes to have nice white cotton socks.
Short pants.
Guys can pull it off. Guys can dress kind of dorky, and it works. It really does. I think so.
The white socks, I'm a bigger guy. I got bigger ankles. When I wear the white socks, you can see them. It looks like I've got two ankle braces on. It's not a good look.
Yeah, maybe you could at least get him to wear the, no-see-em socks or
the no-shows.
Black. Yeah.
Maybe you could also try not being a shallow bitch.
I was going to say, maybe leave this guy alone. He's probably a really great guy.
Yeah.
He's working real hard for a living.
Have you considered that?
He finds himself comfortable in a pair of white socks.
Less about your thoughts and feelings. I want to know what you look like. Okay?
Yeah, I'm real embarrassed when my boyfriend walks outside.
Good God.
Break up with him.
Do him a favor.
Yes. God. Next.
Now, Josh, have you ever had a lady friend correct you in the way you dress?
Not that I know of. If they have, they've done it in a good way where maybe they went, hey, I bought you some black socks. Why don't you start wearing those? I think you'll like them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's ways to do it, but I don't know. I don't think, look, women know that I'm not about the clothes. I'm about
the thickness. I bought you these nice assless chaps. Of course, all chaps are assless, but I think you should wear these with no underwear. With a tux jacket.
What about having a girlfriend that you were upset with how she dressed? Did you have a girlfriend that was dressing too slutty or too conservative?
Yeah, but I let her wear whatever. Yeah. There were times where, it was like, oh, man, we're going to my brother's house for my niece's birthday. You don't have to wear that short of a skirt.
And by the way, you could hang a plant from your nipples. Could we do something about that?
Like a big nipple, Willie?
Sure. Big ones, little ones.
Sorry. Let's get to our next letter. Allie Breen is our guest. Allie Breen. You can see Allie on the TV occasionally. You were just on Kennedy last week, right?
Yeah, yes. I've been doing that pretty regularly. It's
good
a fun
job.
Show.
That was fun. You guys played high and low. That was a good time.
Yeah. Her games are always fun. I'm horrible at them, though.
Oh, you lost bad, real bad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was embarrassed for you.
Yes, I did.
I'm surprised you didn't get a letter. Dear Allie, my girlfriend appears on the Kennedy show and apparently is a jughead.
Oh, embarrassing.
What do I do about this? I'm totally embarrassed.
Oh, I've gotten that letter. I just don't read it. That's all.
A real jug.
Dear Allie, my best friend just started a new relationship and the guy she's dating seems way too flirty with me. I would never do anything with him, so I don't know if it's worth mentioning it or should I just let it go?
I would say sleep with him, see if he's being serious or not.
Yeah, call his bluff. I don't know that I can speak to this, girls.
I feel like he might be trying to overcompensate to make sure you like him.
Yep, that's it.
Right.
Yeah, probably.
But if he starts touching you, that's when it's like, oh, stop with the back rub. I don't need a back rub.
I think Jessica's
like
right. You don't want to get too...
Get your hands off her.
Oh.
You missed a spot.
Yeah, I would need to know how flirty is she, or he, rather. Yeah.
No, this is the problem. When you start dating, you're trying to be nice and meet girls, and then you finally find a nice girl, and then all these other girls show up, and so you're just doing what you know how to do. You're just being nice. You're being sweet. I need to know what he's doing here, but I think this is a non-issue.
And some girls think that if a guy speaks to them, that they're flirting with them.
Yeah.
It's kind of an ego
thing.
That's
true.
Like, oh,
how about if I do the Charlie Chaplin? Where I walk
goodness.
Out, pretend my name. Oh no, never mind.
Wait, that's more than flirting. That's
okay. Yeah, sorry. That's
borderline sexual assault.
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I didn't want to get in trouble.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
I don't even know what it is.
I don't either.
Neither do I.
Yeah. I know how Charlie Chaplin used to swing his cane
in circles.
Holding it right below his waist.
That's what.
Oh, it's such a classic.
That's what he says.
So he's insinuating that his swing is so big he can spin it around.
I'm insinuating that it's you whip it out.
It's got its own zip code
for her friends.
He can support his own body with it.
Right.
That's right.
I've been hearing that for 35
years. Hanging off of it.
That's next.
Here's what Sissy likes. What do you think?
Sissy.
Why? Don't name her.
I'm hoping that's her name and not a nickname.
Not a nickname. Yeah.
Yeah.
She calls me Bubby. I call her sister.
Sorry. Back to you, Allie. What have you got?
Dear Allie, I'm dating a guy who checks all the boxes. He's literally perfect. Very hot. Great job. But he has 2 divorces and 4 kids, so he literally has no money. Is it going to drive me crazy watching him hand over everything he has to his past families every month?
Well, then he's not perfect.
Put the kids to work.
Oh, my God.
How close to 18 are they?
Yeah, yeah. That's the question.
Sure. Oh, my gosh. He has no money.
He checks all the boxes. You're okay.
No, he's not perfect if he doesn't have what you want.
He's got what she wants.
Apparently but he has not. To give it all away.
Yes. So according to her, she can't stand watching him hand over his money to his past
children.
Family. Otherwise known by many as paying child support. That's hilarious. Being responsible.
Chasing good money after bad.
Taking care of those kids.
My God.
Not being a deadbeat.
Yes.
A horrible woman.
Well, if you have a kid with him, does it change the money he has to pay them? I don't know how this works.
Oh, yeah. If they got married and she made a bunch of money, I think it could, depending on states. All that stuff's crazy.
Ooh. Oh, God.
How old are these kids? Let's put them to work. They can probably make iPhones. Send them to some Asian country. Right.
How big are their hands?
Yeah, they got little hands. They can fit those.
More sound advice.
Those resistors.
Well, if you really love them and he's perfect, you're going to have to live with it because they're not going anywhere. Yeah,
come on.
That's not going to change.
How many divorces?
2.
What a loser,
2.
Right?
Can he get it together? Good Lord.
Allie, have you ever been married?
I have never been married. I never plan on getting married.
We have
a lot of divorce in my family.
Have you ever been with a married man?
I've never been with a married man. That I know of. I don't know. Yeah. Possibly, I guess.
That's very good. Very good.
Nothing feels quite as good as wrecking a home. It's a thrilling thrill.
Have you been with a married woman?
No.
Okay.
Well,
driving away, smoking a cigarette, watching their relationship burn.
It's horrible.
Allie, maybe we can help. Let's see if we have one more letter where we can actually be of assistance.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend likes making home movies because he says he can watch them instead of porn when we're not together, which is actually kind of sweet. But now he's filming all the time. Doesn't he just need 1 or 2 to watch? Does he really need new material constantly? Now it's getting annoying.
Well, he's not going to make money if he's just selling the same movie over and over.
Oh, wow. Yep, those paychecks will stop.
Yeah. I mean, his audience, they want new.
Right.
I'll be frank here. When yes, he needs new content.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
100%.
Yeah.
I love Captain America, but I don't want to watch that movie a million times. I want Ant-Man. I want Spider-Man.
Yeah. Right.
I shouldn't have used all dudes for this example.
Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying here.
But yeah, no, he wants new content. He needs it.
Really?
Because I need new content if I'm in a position where I'm sexting with somebody and they're sending videos and pictures.
Perhaps we could get this guy to send those videos to Josh.
There's some good news.
Oddly enough, you know, I'm against that. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is like, hey, man, this girl sent me this video. Let me look at it. Nope. Those were not for my eyes. Mm-hmm. You are going to ruin this for every guy ever. If women find out that there are guys who share those videos, it's going to ruin it.
Mm-hmm. You're the sweetest man.
Like, I wouldn't look at any of those celebrity dumps or whatever that came out.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole different.
Yeah.
I don't know. Other than the one with Koster, that was amazing.
Photo dump. What do they call that?
The fapping.
The leaks.
Was a popular
one. You want them to take a leak, too?
The hack.
Jesus, bro. You are weird.
You are a sick, twisted.
No, Josh.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.